So for those of you who have not been to one of these channel meditation group healings before, it's important to ground. So you want to sit with your feet firmly planted on the earth, connecting in strongly with Gaia. If you ever feel dizzy, come back to your ground. Feeling your centers, feeling your connection to your star up through the crown chakra, through your heart line coming up, up, up to your star, feeling your strong ground down into the center of Gaia and heart center, the center of the sacred triad. We are here today to talk with you about death, death and resurrection. The death of the egoic attachments, the death of the egoic identities, the death of the falseness, the images and beliefs of that which you are not. For first must come this death before the resurrection, before the rising of the phoenix, before the birth of your embodied essence. Embodied essence, essence within the human body, within the human experience, in this incarnation. So powerful, so profound, but first, the death and the ashes to fertilize the rebirth. What is it that you hold on to? What is it that you think you are? Who is it that you think you are? Feel the attachments, the entanglements, the imagery, the egoic belief systems. The webs of illusion in which you swim. Feel their stickiness, the constraints. The immobility that you experience as you are mired in that web. Like the fly in the web of a spider. Each movement becoming more and more entwined in this sticky threads, the unforgiving cords. What are your false beliefs about who you are? What are your attachments to this external world? the who that is not you. The self with a small s. Where is the ego kicking and screaming, resisting its demise? Ah, that liberation on the other side of that threshold. We are here today to talk with you about death and rebirth. But first must come the death, the let go of the false beliefs in who you are. Look at the ambitions, the drive to be somebody, having to fix, achieve, accomplish, change. Or the hats that you wear. Mother, father, sister, brother, worker, boss. Man, woman, gay, straight, race, religion, pick any category, pick any box. Any sticky web will do. Feel how your life force can get suffocated, is suffocated, intertwined, admired in that web of illusion. What wants to let go? What wants to dissolve? Can you be in the space of your nothingness? Can you feel at your heart center that infinitesimally small point that has absolutely no mass, yet contains the vastness of the universe within it? Can you be there and feel the vastness of that nothingness, no thingness, the space, the birthplace of all of creation? The place where the who that you are resides. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? Can you see it? Its whispers, its scent, its vibration, its essence. Can you hear its truth? Can you feel its warmth or coolness? What is your signature? As you inhabit this place within this zero point, contains everything and nothing all at once. Can you feel the remnants, the possibility, the hint of who you are? As its permeating scent resounds throughout, the infinite space within. What wants to die? What part of you, what attachment, what identity that does not serve, that keeps you small, that keeps you constrained and confined, immobile, suffocating? What part is ready to be let go of? We do no violence. There is no killing. Not killing, just a softening, a remembering and a coming home. Allowing those pieces, those false images, those identities that do not serve, the attachments, bringing them to heart center, bringing them to the zero point, inviting them into the vastness, and allowing the fires of rebirth to consume them within your heart center, feeling the white flame within at heart center. It transforms that which is not into that which is, leaving nothing but that which is. That which is you. Pure, resounding, you. Notice the more pieces you bring to heart center to burn within the fires of realization and resurrection, notice the feeling of homecoming. Notice that another piece of you has come home. Notice how you feel more whole. It is like the snake shedding its skin in its entirety. Every single molecule, every single cell, every single surface on the snake's skin is shed, even the eyes. It literally sees with new eyes. Envisioning this black snake that has shed its skin and then actually eats the skin for its own nourishment to fuel the fires of rebirth for its own resurrection, for the rising of its phoenix. This is the fuel of life force. This is the fuel of rebirth. See the beauty in death. Feel the value in death. Feel its homecoming. Feel its powers to nourish, to heal, to fuel the rebirth. What pieces within you that are in separation, that are in illusion, long to come home? See if you can invite them into this sacred crucible within, where the alchemical process begins, where falsehood is transformed into truth, where that which is not is transfigured into that which is, and that which is arises in more of its essence, in more of its fullness, in more of its wholeness, more of its divinity, its beauty, its essence pouring out and forth into the world. Give thanks for death. Give gratitude, honor its beauty, its place in this world, and practice this process, this process of rebirth, of death, of resurrection, of transfiguration, inviting into the fires within that which is not who you are, that which you cling to, that which does not serve. We are shedding, you see. Shedding the skins that are not our true selves, shedding the cloaks that hide our true essence, shedding the masks, shedding the facades, the illusions. Feel how much lighter you are when you do. Allow the fires to burn bright, allow the fires within to burn hot. Allow the white flame to transfigure all that is not who you truly are into essence, to your essence. Feel the energy coming up from Gaia into your feet. Notice the more energy as you do, as you continue this process. Notice how the energy increases into your body from Gaia. Notice how you open more and more to receive her vibration. Notice how your connection strengthens and purifies with each dissolution, with each egoic death and rebirth. Notice how your connection to her becomes stronger and stronger. Notice the power and energy that rises up within you from her, from Mother Divine, from Mother Earth. Notice how she feeds you, nourishes you, energetically, physically, in every way. the love that she has for you. Feel her immenseness, how much she can hold. You can literally bring anything and she can hold it. She knows well this process of death and rebirth, of death and resurrection. She practices it every second of every day. Become attuned with her processes. Become aligned with her. She is an incredible teacher. Notice the purification in your body that takes place as a result of this alchemical process of the burning of the egoic deaths at heart center, at the zero point, in the white flame. Notice with each transfiguration, there is a purification in your system energetically, and an increase in your frequency, in the purity of your vibration. Notice the transformation in your field as you continue this process. See what you notice. You may notice a brilliant golden light or a brilliant white light. You may notice high vibration, webs of glittery gold being birthed all around you. Feel into the field as it is purified, as your essence continues to be fueled from the ashes of the egoic deaths as they go through this alchemical process in the crucible within, in the white flame. Allow this process to intensify, inviting in everything that is not who you are. Noticing any fears that arise. Will this mean I lose my identity? Yes. But only that identity that is not who you truly are. surrender into the divine, into the vastness within, to occupy a space that is infinitely more vast than that constraining box that you live in called the egoic identity, or the sticky web in which you are mired and constrained. If you have a choice between the two, which feels that it more serves you? Which feels true? I bet the choice is yours. Absolutely yours. Free will. Completely. And the timing is yours. Your choice. Free will. Absolutely. But if and when you do choose to bring those pieces that are not who you are into the flame for rebirth and resurrection, you will experience a transformation into the ascended part, the ascended part of yourself. You will become embodied, embodied essence here. Embodied essence here in this physical form. Can you feel the power in that? Can you feel the immenseness in that? Can you feel the aliveness in that? Can you feel the freedom in that? The vastness, the integrity, the truth, the beauty. Can you feel that that is what your soul longs for most? Is the realization and embodiment of who it is truly, who it truly is in this incarnation, in this physical form. To fully embody your truth, your true essence. Limitless, boundless, infinite. Can you surrender to being everything and nothing all at once? Can you feel the expansiveness of who you are? There is no limit. You are everywhere. Everywhere. The scent of you. The essence of you. Keep grounding into Gaia. Keep grounding into Gaia. But also allow yourself to go where the nobility of who you are, the divinity, the holiness, the pureness. You can have this here and now in the human experience. See what it feels like to meet another divine soul, another divine being, human being, sitting in this room perhaps. See what it feels like to meet them in this way, in this place, at this level. Notice the meeting. The meeting is of pure, authentic essence. There's nothing between, no mask, no facade, no personality even. No shyness, no trepidation. Notice how beautiful it is to meet, to connect with, to intertwine with the other in this place. Notice that they are part of you and you of them. Notice that there is a simultaneous experience of essence, of self, and of oneness. You're both at the same time. Feeling this expanded state and allowing yourselves, continuing to ground with Gaia, allowing yourselves to expand, to be, to fill the spaces, to meet with one another, to experience the embodied essence of one another, to feel one another in this ethereal, high vibration realm, to experience self and oneness with other. As you continue to mingle in this way, allow yourselves to continue to expand. to your second chakra. Just keep holding the space for that expansive state, just coming down to your second chakra, front and back, but particularly the back of the second chakra. Feeling into your life force here, feeling into your pleasure center here, feeling into your vitality, your aliveness. Feel the pleasure in who you are, the pleasure that your essence brings you as you embody it, as you expand it, as you experience it in that of others. Allow your second chakra to expand, opening wider and wider. To have both at the same time, have the expansiveness, the high vibration in those high, high realms, high, high levels, and at the same time, your pleasure in being human, your pleasure in being here in this physical incarnation. Feel your connection with Gaia through the root chakra and through your feet. To earth. This is embodied ascension, embodied enlightenment. You can reach these states here in this incarnation, in this physical body. You can have the experience of both at once, of all of it. As above, so below. As above, so below. Feel the pleasure in that incredibly high expansive state above. Bring that down into your second chakra. Feel the pleasure of who you are. Feel the pleasure of your essence. Notice if there are any blockages, any issues, any emotions, fear, shame, guilt. All sorts of things can arise around sexuality and sensuality. Bring them right to the white flame at heart center. Allow their transfiguration. Allow them to be rebirthed, to turn into ash, to fuel the resurrection of your essence in its most pleasurable form. Feel the pleasure of your essence. This is all for you. This is your pleasure. It's your life force. Feel it. Feel it within you. Feel it rising within you. Invite movement into your body if it feels right. Doesn't have to be big movement, but just feel kinesthetically yourselves here in this body, in this physical body, as you also feel this high vibration of your expansive essence. in those high, high states. To feel the enlivened state within, feel the energy within, feel the pleasure at your second chakra, feel the pleasure even in your first, arising all the way up, all the way up your entire energetic system, up your spine, your neck, your head, feeling your feet on the floor, feeling the sensation of making contact with Gaia. Energetically, just nod your head no when I approach, and I will not. Allowing the white flame within to burn all of those trappings of who you are not, all those false identities, false attachments. Allow it to transform into the ash to fuel the rebirthing, the rising of the phoenix. Allow yourselves to feel that raw energy. That is the truth of who you are. raw energy of this essence of who you are, of this rebirthing that's taking place. Feel your expansiveness at your base, continuing to tap into Gaia, allowing her to come up into you, up through you, up into you, feeling the pleasure that is that connection, that is that energy. stillness. Feel the stillness and the silence within. Feel the sacredness of this holy place, the place within which your essence dwells. Bathe yourself in its silence. Bathe yourself in its stillness. Feel the rapture of oneness. Notice that you have more of yourself here now. Notice the birthing process. Notice that there has been a part of you that was not previously born into this place. Notice that it is here now, rebirthed. Feel into your resurrection. Feel into this newfound wholeness. This newfound pleasure. Notice the quality of your beingness. This place and time, in this space within and without, for you are everywhere at once. Everything and nothing all at once. You see the beauty in being so undefined, so free. That is who you are. The I am, that is your unique I am. While at the same time, simultaneously, one with the I am of the universe, of the divine, of oneness. Makes perfect sense in the non-linear way, in this place that you inhabit. To be everything and nothing at once. To be unique. The unique manifestation of the divine that you are, and the one, the divine. simultaneously. To be the drop and the ocean at once. Honoring the sacred flame within for the beautiful work that it has done in sacred ceremony here on this new moon, the birthing of a new you. Honoring the sacred white flame within. And the bounty that it has provided to you in the way of these reclaimed pieces of self with a capital S. And knowing that you can always come back to this place anytime you become aware, realize any attachments, any identifications of the material world, any identities you have taken on, any sticky webs within which you've become mired, any small confining boxes, bring them here. Bring them here to the bosom of the divine where your sacred white flame burns. Allow them to be transmuted into ash to fuel the rebirthing of your true essence. So that you can reclaim and experience fully and embody here in this physical body, in this incarnation, the truth of who you are. When you are ready, feeling your feet firmly planted on the ground, your connection with Gaia, and slowly start to flutter your eyes open. Holding the sacred space, the stillness. Still feeling that sacred silence within, and feeling into the rising of your own phoenix, that which has been birthed. This new experience of you, and to honor this place within each of us, coming into a full circle, so a standing